Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It seems like every other day we're getting information or new studies that are just showing the negative impacts that the overuse of screens and social media can have on all of us, but in particular young people, the impact on their mental health. For example, one recent study found that students that are using their smartphones too much, it's having an impact on their ability to study, on their concentration. Makes kind of sense, doesn't it, when you think of the kind of Snapchat, TikTok generation where everything is so short. Last week, you might remember, there was another story about the Growing Up in Ireland study, which is looking at thousands of young people. And it was done by the ESRI, and it said, you know, that 62% of teenagers reported displaying signs of excessive internet use. But as a parent, reading all these things can actually be very overwhelming. And you kind of think, well, how can I actually manage it? How can I help my child or children in my house? Well, with us on the line just to talk to us about some of this research is Alex Cooney. He's the CEO of CyberSafe Kids. Let's start with that, Alex. Just the fact that there's so much kind of coming at us that we can get overwhelmed. So what's a good place to start and to respond when you read some of these things?
Well, first thing I would say is, you know, that we need to bear in mind that these apps, so whether we're talking about social media or gaming, they're designed to hold our attention. They're designed to be addictive. You know, we've seen lots of evidence of that now. It was well highlighted in things like The Social Dilemma. And you know, we know that the recommendation algorithm is also pushing more and more content at us, that they fit, that it, you know, it's determined through the way that we've behaved online, the way our interests.
Yeah, they want us on these devices. I think that's that one of those pieces of research which was done by StudyClix, and it said that a third of students said they're on phones for more than 4 hours a day. And you're thinking, wow, it's such a long time that they could be doing things that are so much better for them. That's before you go into the other impacts, mental health, the pressures on social media, but just the time that's being sucked away from our young people as well.
Well, it's being sucked away from all of us.
And I think
the reality is that adults are struggling. Like, I suppose the big challenge with children is they don't have the same ability to self-regulate. That is something that we learn as we get older, you know, as we grow. But what we're seeing is that we're needing to teach children about things like self-regulation at a much earlier stage. You know, so, you know, when we try and set parameters around game use, for example, you know, clearly needing to say, right, you've got 30 minutes, or we're going to set time limits around that 30 minutes and having discussions. You know, these are things that we can do, but it's still really difficult to get them off the game at the end of the day because it's designed to make you want to keep going, and it makes it all the more difficult. So I think we need to have that awareness that, you know, we are being sucked in deliberately so, and it does make the job of parents all the harder to try and create that, ensure that there is that healthy balance between what we're doing online and offline, and even what we're doing online, because there's so many positive ways that we could be spending time online. But unfortunately, when we ask children this, you know, like, how are you spending your time online, what we're seeing is basically that they're spending time on social media, they're spending time watching video shorts, and they're gaming. Those are the sort of top three ways of spending time online. Things like, you know, the educational stuff, the learning, the creative uses of time are, you know, much less, they're spending much less time doing those things. So we need a balance, both online and offline, but also in terms of what we're doing online.
Yeah, it's also about what's being consumed with the time that they are allowed to use the devices. What, you know, as I mentioned there, obviously it's exam season for a lot of students, Alex, and are you surprised by that piece of research that says, look, attention spans are getting shorter, you know, the use of these screens is making it harder for students to concentrate and to study, and I suppose the mental health issue as well is not disconnected from all of that.
I'm not surprised at all, because we've been hearing that anecdotally from schools over the last 8 years, which is how long we've been working in schools across Ireland, that children are coming in tired because they've been up late into the night on their devices, that their concentration spans are shorter because content has changed up so much. And, you know, if you think of something like video shorts, which are hugely popular, you know, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, you know, that change up of content is constant. So it's really hard and to just focus on one thing at a time. And even, again, as adults, I think we struggle. You know, the amount of people I talk to who have said, oh, yeah, I double screen. You know, I'm watching TV, but I'm also looking at my device. And, you know, and you could have a games console on. You know, I've seen my kids watching TV, but they've also got their eye on the games console. So we're double and triple screening. So it is extremely difficult to focus on one thing.
What do you think about, for parents listening, Alex, how we can we begin again? You know, there was a story last week about a school in Wicklow, and it's not the only one, because I know my son's school and others do the same at primary level, where they ask parents to sign a charter saying, we're not going to give our kids phones while they're in primary school. So that brings us up to the age of 12. But can we build on that? And I've seen lots of different, you know, chatted to different parents and seen different stories where they said, you know what, we did change the goalposts and we did change the rules. And there was a season of a difficulty in detoxing almost, but now they're like different kids. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that we just need to find a much healthier balance overall. You know, of course, it's very difficult once we've allowed a certain amount of access, once we've handed over the device. But I think you can have clear rules around use and access, and we can talk about it as a family. And what I really liked about that example that you gave, the Wicklow school, was it was encouraging the conversation amongst the parents. So it wasn't a ban. It wasn't the school trying to issue a ban, because they can't do that. They can't tell parents how to parent. But it was encouraging the parents to have that conversation amongst themselves. And in the end, 85% of parents signed up and 15% of parents didn't. So it's still the choice of the parents, but you've got the overwhelming majority choosing to take that course of action, which is to hold off giving their child a smart device until they finish primary school. So I would really encourage schools across the country to ensure that conversation is being had in the parent community, because it's a lot easier to say no or not yet to your child if you know that other parents in your child's peer group are doing the same. You know, it's about creating a community of support. You know, a lot of parents are coming under fierce pressure from their kids to be allowed the device in the first place, to be allowed access to, say, particular games, particular apps. And I think parents sometimes do feel huge pressure to give in and to allow that access. Whereas, you know, what we want to see is more conversations amongst parents, more conversations between parents and children, as well as, you know, proper research. You know, okay, well, if my child wants to be on Snapchat, let me look at this up. Let me see what the expert advice is. Then I can make an informed decision about whether or not it's right for my child.
Very good advice, as always, Alex Cooney. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. That was Alex Cooney, the CEO of CyberSafe Kids. And if you want to connect up with them and do the many really useful resources that they provide, you can go to their website, which is cybersafekids.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.